Proclamation number 7170, dated the July 21st, 1958. Explanation of the many cases of death. Closing the gates to the beyond. The gates through which the souls entered the kingdom of the beyond will close again for a long time. This can only be comprehensible to those who are aware of the fact that a period of salvation comes to an end, who know that it will end with a renewed banishment of the souls which failed their test of will as humans, which descended again into the abyss and which therefore will have to repeat the infinitely long process of development through the creations of the new earth. Until this end arrives, the gates into the kingdom of the beyond will remain open. That is, all those who depart from earth until then will still be accepted in the kingdom of the beyond, in the realm of the spirits, and they still have a short period of time at their disposal to work their way up from darkness to light, supported by much help, so that they won't still descend into the abyss and have to experience the same fate, to be banished into hard matter. It is therefore a huge blessing if spiritually immature people are recalled earlier, if they don't stay alive until the end of this earth, for they will then have almost no possibility to find God and to call upon Him for mercy anymore. And many people are currently on earth who are simply too indifferent to endeavor towards psychological maturity, but who cannot be numbered in the satanic camp either, yet who are in utmost danger of still falling prey to Him before the end. And God still wants to give these souls an opportunity to raise their state of maturity a little. Therefore, He recalls them prematurely. For the time of redemption granted to the spiritual beings embodied as human beings is irrevocably coming to an end, and the significance of this can only rarely be grasped by a person. For a separation of the spirits will also take place in the spiritual kingdom, even in the kingdom of the beyond, and old souls still linger in profound darkness, since all attempts to redeem them have been in vain, and thus they must share the fate of those who will be banished into matter again. This is why eager redemption work also takes place in the kingdom of the beyond. The gospel is preached to the souls in darkness as well, that is, they are offered the opportunity to listen to it, but they are not forced to do so. Everything will be done in order to save what can still be saved, because God would like to help every soul to receive a little light during this period of salvation, because His infinite love would like to spare every soul the appalling fate which is granted to those who are still completely in the adversary's hands and from whom they shall be snatched. But anyone who knows their destiny will find a certain comfort in the fact that God recalls people prematurely, for He knows that it is an act of mercy for those souls so that they will be able to escape this appalling fate. For helpful beings of light are exceedingly willing to work on every soul in the beyond, and everything conceivably possible will be done in order to guide them upwards a few steps. Then they will have escaped the danger of descending into the abyss again, and they will be spared a repeated progress across the earth. However, with the end of the earth, even this opportunity of being accepted into the spiritual kingdom and to continue maturing will be over, for at the end only satanically inclined people will exist next to the small flock of those who remain faithful to God and whom He will fetch Himself on the day of judgment. And therefore, everyone should be grateful if he does not have to experience the end, for a ray of hope shines for him in the fact that he has found mercy and will not have to go astray. Amen.